This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bitchin' Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we are going to be each and every Wednesday night and the entire season long. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Parker's, Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of Frederica Academy Knights Football, here's Brandon Derrick. Even in the rain, they show up. How's that for commitment, man?
That's commitment. We got the best set of fans around right now.
Well, this coming Friday, it's going to be Southwest Georgia Academy coming to town, the Warriors, to take on the Knights. But before we talk about that, let's go back to last weekend. Last weekend, it was 29-0 over Bethesda, over the Blazers. You expected a tighter ball game, and that score right there tells you it was not. 29-0. What happened from your perspective, and then we'll break it down.
From my perspective, I thought we did a very good job offensively of controlling the line of scrimmage and controlling the game from the get-go. Defensively, I think once we realized the speed of the game, we adapted to it very quickly. And I think if you witnessed it, the defense did a very good job Friday night. They read their keys. They were standing there. They were waiting most of the time. I thought the kids did an outstanding job defensively. I don't know the total yards, maybe around 200 yards for them offensively, but the big thing was they never got in. They never really threatened us to score. Maybe one time they got down to the 20-yard line, but that was about it. And then the defense made a couple big plays in the backfield and turned them back. But I thought our defense did a great job, but I really thought the O-line and the running backs did a good job of picking up the blitz and handling that, and we delivered some pretty good balls, and we missed some opportunities too. The score was a little misleading. I felt like from the get-go that we kind of controlled the game. But at the same time, I felt like we let a few opportunities get that kind of slip by.
Well, let's talk about the scoring. Williams to Simpson to begin the scoring. And it's been like it's been. We have not had the big bang in the first quarter, which you as a coach have said you want the big bang, but it hasn't happened. What's going on in that first quarter, do you think?
I think we make a few adjustments. I think the kids kind of get caught up to the game speed. They kind of adapt, and then they kind of take over the second quarter. The third quarter is kind of where we begin to dominate a little bit of the game. But I thought on that situation there where Gavin hit Jalen right there, it was a great job by those two reading the two high safety. They saw the two safeties playing over the top. Jalen, instead of pushing it to the outside, made a cut to the inside. He and Gavin, I saw them talking already as they were at the line of scrimmage, and they read it. Offensive line did a great job up front giving him time. They were bringing the blitz. And he hit Jalen around the end zone for a wide-open touchdown.
Some of those miscues you talked about, there was at least two times I remember we did see the quarterback nod to the receiver on the far wing. The fly pattern was there. The miscue was there. Are those some of the misreads you're talking about that the guys were set, but it just didn't click?
There was a few that we had practiced all week that we knew that we were going to run a certain motion and we were going to do some fakes, and all of a sudden we were trying to isolate our tight end, Rhett, down the middle of the field, and we knew that he was going to be wide open. It might not be, you know, the free safety was going to vacate the area and Rhett knew to find him and get underneath it, and we missed him both times running down the middle of the field. If we hit him, you know, early on in the game like that, we'd probably get one of them was out of a timeout that we talked about. One was out of the quarter. We mishandled the reverse early on, and the reverse was there. It was wide open, and we had to fall on the ball in the backfield. But, you know, it's just a couple things. It's just the little bitty things. If we get all that corrected, that offensively we're a very explosive football team and can put a ton of points on the board against anybody, I believe.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And Yeah, you had the miscues like that, but then you also had the interception by Hayward on the defensive side, and that was definitely a spark plug.
Yeah, you know, I think that's big for us. We got to create turnovers. A team that creates more turnovers than they have, usually going to have a winning record. So for us, we talk about the turnover margin. We print out a sheet. We print out a sheet every year, and we keep it. And, you know, the teams that are usually standing there in the championships are the ones that have the greatest turnover margin, the ones that create the most turnovers, and the ones that don't turn it over or turn it over the least are the ones that are there. The team that doesn't beat themselves has about an 80% chance to win the game.
Second quarter, the Blazers went on a long, sustained drive. They chewed up almost half of the second quarter. As a team, how did your guys handle it, and what were your adjustments that you were trying to make to break that up, that long drive?
You know, defensively, I think Coach Burkett brought a little pressure with the linebackers, but the main thing for us was don't give up the big play, make them drive full length of the field. You know, we kind of didn't really notice it until after the game we went back and looked at time of possession, because we felt like we had kept them in front of us and they weren't making any big plays. And I felt like the defense had control. We knew what we were going to see, and I felt like our defensive guys, the scheme was working out really well. So there wasn't any panic on our side about trying to stop the long 6-minute drive or 7-minute drive. But at that time, you know, they drove down, I guess, down to the 25, and then we made a couple plays and turned them back, and we got the ball back, and then we drove the field a little bit, and I think we made a turnover right after that as we were actually getting close to punching it in, getting down there.
And your defense did an amazing job. You capitalized on their miscues and the penalties. You pushed them back and pushed them back and pushed them back, and then you have the safety, big play at that point.
Yes.
But your defense did that twice in the game. They just pushed them back and pushed them back. Great job.
Well, the defense has been very opportunistic. They've been very good. If somebody makes a mistake, defense that has done a good job capitalizing on it. You know, we had the outside leverage there. That was Harry that came off the edge and got the quarterback. And the quarterback was trying to throw the ball, but when he was getting spun around, he flipped it, and it was like he lateraled it, and he threw it completely out of the back of the end zone into the parking lot with the ball. So at that point, it was a safety ball that went out, and you know, but Harry did a great job of keeping outside leverage. That quarterback was pretty elusive, and I thought he played a very good job of playing that outside contain. Just did an outstanding job. We get the safety. Then they had to kick off, and we were very smart on special teams. The kids were very smart, not trying to run over and make a big play. They let the ball go out of bounds twice. So they were already kicking from the 20, and then we moved them back another 10 yards. So they were kicking off from the 10. And then they onside kicked it. We were smart enough. We'd worked on it all week to recover the onside kick, and we recovered two of them right off the bat. And so it gave us great field position at the 21-yard line. So that's just a good job by the kids and paying attention all week right there.
Harry spun him around like a little tornado, and was just he just picked him up and just kept going. And then you have Rhett Thompson, who sacks him as well, and comes in and does a nice just solo.
Yeah.
Your guys are really pinning him back, but it's one-on-one type moves too.
Yeah, I thought when we went back and watched film, there were a lot of things. We film a lot at practice, so they get a lot of notes. Our kids get a lot of notes every day from practice, and I thought our kids done a good job of reading the notes, paying attention to what we said. We talked about keeping outside leverage and making plays, and I thought they did a very good job. I thought Rhett did a great job. I think he was the defensive player of the game or player of the week for us, and he did a great job on offense, did a great job on defense, and just an outstanding job by our kids all around.
We'll be right back. More to come on the Brandon Dare Coaches Show on Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a word from our sponsors.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866 888-590-3461.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
All the best furniture brands: Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all: living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location to Catch 228 on St. Simons. And this segment is brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. We're going to go back to this last weekend's game and talk more about the Knights and the Blazers. That second quarter, you guys continue to drive and push and just a great combination of things. But then you had a 40-yard run by Brunson. Sheffield caps it off. And again, we've got multiple names getting involved, multiple combinations. But at that point, it seemed like you intentionally wanted Sheffield to get in the game in a special way. You went back-to-back-to-back plays with him.
Well, we just wanted him to get physical in there, running the wishbone. We got to get used to getting in there in our downhill package. We got some guys that's going to get downhill and make some plays, and Jay Sean did a good job. He was just getting his number called at that time. But, you know, you go back to what you talked about, special teams. I thought our special teams really gave us a huge edge Friday night. You know, two onside kicks that were recovered. The punt that Patrick ran back for 40 yards, you know, and I thought those guys did a great job. You never look at that stat line at the bottom of the page because those guys will never get the credit, but they really changed the game and what you and where you go on offense. Patrick always fields the punt. People do not realize that, but he fields the punt every time. That will save you 15 yards on offense or 20 yards of offense by not letting the ball hit and roll. If you just field it, just call a fair catch. He always fields the punt. And so with that being said, that saves us 15, 20 yards most time for the offense, don't have to gain it. So that's something that we always look at. There's a lot of little things we take a lot of notes on things. We try to get guys in the right spots. But, you know, I thought that was a game changer right there in the second half, him to return that punt. And then we punch it in, go up 22-0. It kind of took the air completely out of their sails, and we kind of began to assert our dominance against them a little bit.
And on that particular play, it's a 40-yard scamper coming back off of it. It looked like he called for the line they had set. He called for the guys. They shifted. They set it. He got outside. Is he the one calling that out more often, saying, guys, move with me, or are they leading the way and he's following them? Which way does that go?
They're leading the way and he's following them, but I'm going to tell you right now, Patrick's pretty elusive. He's swift as I'll get out. When I call him Mr. Smooth, that's what it is. He can get out of a bad situation pretty quickly and make something happen, and that's why he's so dynamic. You know, you always talk about it. We talk about it on the radio all the time. We got a bunch of different names because, you know, at any given night on a Friday night, we got kids that are making plays, and I thought that all of our kids did a good job.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, looking back to last weekend's game. And in that game, again, going into it, you made it sound like this was going to be a tougher test for the team. You've had three major blowout-type games. Are the guys a little bit anxious right now to be tested, or are they enjoying this? How do you balance that between give us a good, tough game, or let us just go knock some heads and go for it?
Well, we get who we get. They schedule it, and I kind of told them that we play whoever, but, you know, we wanted to play some a little bit stiffer competition at times, but with Gisa, they made the schedule, and we just going to respond to who we play, and whoever's the next one up is the next one down. So that's been our motto, and that's kind of how we approach it from day to day. And our kids have done a good job. You know, we break it down every night. We got three down, 11 to go, and that's kind of have been our mantra about it. And the kids just go out and have a business type approach here lately. It's been fun at practice. I think, you know, got the situation that we're in is, you know, we know we've had some teams that we've outmanned, but we're going to go out there and handle our business and work on us getting better. We talk about us getting better all the time, and all we can do is handle ourselves. We can't worry about anything else, you know, but we can take care of ourselves and make ourselves better every day.
The week before, Gavin had the small little injury. He did have the leg wrap this past week, but it didn't really seem to affect him at all.
No, he was fine. He was, I think, 9 for 18 Friday night, missed a couple shots down the field, and had a couple chances. And he threw an interception, one because on the pre-snap he didn't see it and didn't get it out quick enough. The other one, Chris cut off the route. He ran the wrong route, and Gavin was throwing to a spot, and he ran in a route. And, of course, the guy that was standing right in the spot was the defensive back because Chris ran the wrong route, but Gavin was throwing it right to the spot to in the curl. But, you know, I thought he played pretty well. Distributing the ball, and we had a lot of checks. You saw us communicating a lot. We got a lot of guys picking up. If it ain't there, we're checking stuff off and throwing that swing pass and getting it out there. We got the skill kids that we're going to make, see if you can make a play against us one-on-one. And right now, our one's better than their one, so we're going to continue to do that until we see somebody that can't.
Here we are tonight, middle of the week. The rain continues, and the rain will probably continue all weekend long the way it looks. So how well does this field handle the rain, and what's your plans to make sure no injuries, no mix-ups? Because it's going to be a slip, messy situation probably.
Well, if it does this rain and it gets all muddy, we'll probably be in there foot to foot, and we'll be running the wishbone. There won't be the high flying, throw it down the field, spread it out. We have a little different philosophy, Coach Derek does. We're going to play in the hog pen. You might as well get down there and get dirty with them. Ain't no need to try to run around it. You're going to get muddy anyway. So, We practiced two sets, you know, this week, knowing what we were going to get. But at the same time, they've got to play in the same conditions. But we kind of want to keep our feet. We've really worked on that in some of our drills, keeping our feet under us this week. Work on short steps, not very long cuts. Make sure we always plant the outside foot and take some short steps. But, you know, it doesn't bother us. If it's going to rain, fine. We'll put on our boots and go out there and play. But we're going to go get it in, and we're going to have fun doing it.
Well, this week you're back at home again, and again you're going to make you're going to have a team come to town that's really not faring well on paper the way it looks. It looks like a very lopsided matchup. How do you motivate the guys? Again, let's just. What are you doing as a coaching staff to make sure they really are locked and loaded for another potential blowout?
What you got to think, most of the guys that we've had are young. I think we start 9 sophomores, so they don't know any better. They've been there. They've been beat. And the guys that are juniors and seniors went through the 3 and 7 year. So we don't care who shows up. You show up, you just going to either. We're going to give it all we got and go play. And I think, you know, the kids have – we haven't really had to keep them focused. They focus themselves. We download the film. They've seen Southwest Georgia Academy. For the most part, it's a very disciplined team, what we could tell. We may out-athlete them in spots, but they're pretty disciplined. They do a good job of what they're trying to do. But, you know, as a coaching staff, we're going to sit down, and we've got a few tricks up our sleeve that we've looked at and we nitpick over, and we find some things that give us an edge and get us on the edge, too, at the same time. So we're just going to go into it in our business-type, you know, manner that they've done all year and go play and let the kids go execute the game plan.
Your school and your football program, comparative to many others around the area that you're playing, is a young program. I mean, I'm talking time-wise, from inception to where you are now. But your expectations and your playing ability is extremely high. What is causing that? Why the rapid growth, development, and success of this program?
Weight room. We go and we get in that weight room and we work. And we got a good group of kids that bought into it. You know, they bought into it. And we've got some other kids that saw what we were doing on the outside that wanted to be a part of it. And it's been exciting. You know, this is our, I guess, fifth full year of varsity football, and it's been fun. I've been here 4 of them, and I feel like right now that going in the right direction because the kids want to go in that direction, and they're willing to pay the price, and they come in there and they work every day, and they bought into what we do, and the philosophy's easy. Let's go compete, let's work hard, and let the chips fall where they may. But I think our kids have really bought into what we're selling.
We'll be right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in a moment.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon's Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Coastal Computer Consulting, LLC, is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica. 912-634-1691 or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders. Your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location to catch 228 on St. Simon's. And this segment is being brought to you by Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. We're getting ready for another Friday night back under the lights, and Southwest Georgia Academy comes to town. The Warriors are 0-3. You guys are 3-0. What do you know about this squad? What have you learned in preparation for them? Because, again, we know the rain and the field will probably be a condition. Does this play into their game plan, do you think, or not?
Well, they like to throw the ball. They probably throw it a little bit more than we do. So it probably doesn't help them a whole lot. I know that offensively they're going to be in a shotgun with the power back there and then a running back behind them. They're going to be running a spread type set and motioning guys around a little bit. But for them, you know, I don't know if the rain helps them or not. We've practiced enough. We can get under center and hand it off and run downhill in our power game. So for us, it might – I don't know if they put anything in. I know they have a go to a two tight end I set every now and then, but for them, they throw the ball a bunch. And defensively, they're going to be in a 4-4 or 4-3 look. And you know, I don't know if they can slam it down in there. I don't know if they have enough personnel to run out there against us over and over again and not get wore down.
Last week, we did talk about a little bit. You guys had some handoff miscues. We could have a wet ball, wet surface. How are you preparing to make sure those are cleaner, better, tighter handoffs?
Look it in. We talked about it, but Gavin is just look it in. You know, one of them was the reverse.
Yeah.
And we usually flip that, but we left too early. Jalen left too early on the play, and so he was early on trying to, and so he tried to hand it off, or Jason tried to hand it off instead of flip it to him. And so that was just a miscue that usually doesn't happen. We usually do a little flip instead of a handoff on that one, but other than that, you know, I thought everything was pretty smooth. Really, we just really wanted to focus on our timing. I felt like we jumped off sides a couple times. Just, we were ready to go. We were gung-ho to make the play, and so we talked a little bit about just slowing down,
as we tell the guys all the time, just hold your water and then let's go. So I feel like we've done a little bit better this week with our timing and getting the guys coming off the ball. I felt like our line surge was outstanding in there in the power running game and our wishbone set. So, you know, you're going to probably see a lot of that if it continues to rain, and we're going to be ankle deep in mud and water. So we're just going to go play and get it done.
So one of the probably big handoff miscue that I remember from the game was two guys were trying to get to the ball at the same time. It looked kind of like the Three Stooges kind of. You didn't know who was calling the play, who was going to get the ball, it and they all dove for it.
It was the Three Stooges, and it was, we read the card wrong is what it was. So Jayshon read one play, and Isaiah and then Gavin read the one that we called, and so Jayshon ran into the other two running the play. So that's what happened. He read the card wrong, and so when you read it wrong, you run into people. That does look like Three Stooges back there. So, you know, every now and then when we're running that fast-paced offense, they get the wrong bracket, look at the wrong play. But for the most part, I felt like the guys did a pretty good job of overcoming some of those mistakes, and that one there was just one of them. Again, they've about got the card memorized now, so they can almost tell you what we're, when we get ready in a certain formation and certain things, they can tell you what play we're running, so it's pretty interesting.
Last week we did have some nice scoring drives, but again, very impressive special teams, not the punt squad, the point after. You guys were nailing it cleanly, I mean, from the snap to the kick to the placement, very solid.
Yeah, we have a real weapon. John Mitchell's a real weapon as a kicker. You know, kicking off, he puts it where we ask him on kickoffs. He can pooch them, he can run, kick them deep, and, you know, he's got range from about 50 and in. So that's a real weapon for us, as having a field goal kicker and kick one from 50 yards out. So from anywhere out on the field, we got a chance to get some points, and that's a huge asset for us. I thought our blocking was much better. We corrected some of that from the week before. We had some run-through, and we really focused on that at practice this week, or the week before last, by limiting the run-through, and so felt like we did a good job with that, and he punched through every extra point. And you know, the one I think they messed up, the referees did, was the one that Rhett scored the 2-point conversion, but they thought Patrick had the ball, and Patrick was just blocking for Rhett trying to go through and push him through, and they thought Patrick had the football, and Rhett was actually landing the end zone with it, so they didn't give us credit for it. But other than that, I thought we did a good job all the way around.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talk a little bit more about that play, because it looked very confusing to you as a coaching staff, to the officials. You pulled the guys off, you put them back on, you pulled them back off, there was a timeout. And it just seemed like mentally, emotionally, you had to really keep something going, and it was very tough, it looked like.
Well, the penalty was a dead ball penalty, but then they were going to give us the field goal. And I'm like, guys, you can't, we either have to re-kick it, or we can take the penalty and go for two. But I said, you can't count the field goal or the extra point if they jumped off sides, because it was a dead ball foul. So I had to go out and do a little explaining, which is usually sometimes it falls on deaf ears. But I think that finally a couple of them were like, you know what, he has a point, he's right. And so then we had two different teams standing out there, and we were trying to get our personnel back on the field. So that's when we called the timeout, just to make sure we had everybody right and get everybody situated. So, and then we do score, but then they thought that Patrick had the football. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, everybody's human and they make mistakes. But I thought the kids responded well and played hard with it. You know, even at that point, we were up 15 to nothing, and they were, you know, we weren't actually controlling the game. But I felt like that at that point, momentum was starting to change.
So how do we come out injury-wise? I did not see anything that was clearly a injury, but how are we doing physically right now?
We're in good shape. Everybody's ready to go. Everybody's healthy. We're going in our fourth game of the season, so not everybody's 100%, but, you know, everybody's got a few nicks and bruises, but other than that, we're good to go and ready to ride.
How do you make sure they're not looking ahead to the next game? The next game will be one of those tests, guarantee it. How do you make sure they stay within this game and don't jump ahead?
One game at a time. You know, we're going to take it one game at a time. It's hard for the kids right now. They do have it circled. They've got it circled, and two or three other ones circled too. But at the same time, they know we have to win these other ones to get where we want to be and take care of our business.
One final thought. I was out after the game, went to hang out, and I saw fans, family, friends, and the game excitement carries over into this community. What do you do as a coach? How do you enjoy that? How do you celebrate that as a coach and know that it is spilling out everywhere you turn right now?
The fans are, they're the ones that keep spreading it. They keep inviting people. It's awesome. We do have a great fan base. The community is bought in. It's an exciting time. I mean, this right here, the radio shows, anything we can do to get it out to the public, to let them come and see us play. You know, we want to come see our kids. We're a very competitive football team. And it's been a great ride so far. We have great support. If you come to a football game at Frederica, get there early because you can go eat. They got the tailgate going on. The music's blasting. It's a big time. I mean, you got 50, 60 people at a tailgate party, and probably more. You show up and everybody gets there. And then at the end of the game, we had a huge crowd Friday night. Great atmosphere. Everybody was, just cheering everybody on. And I felt like it's just they buy in more and more and more. And the kids have really sold themselves as upstanding kids, and that's why people want to come out and see them.
And that was one of my final comments. The way I saw them behaving in the community was stellar. As a coach and as a parent, you guys can really be proud of this squad, the way they are conducting themselves.
Right. That's the win. That's the win for me. How we represent ourselves outside of winning a football game is the win for us. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to shape men of good character. At the end of the day, it don't matter if I win a ring or not, but I want them to be good fathers and good husbands, and then they'll come back and their kids will be coming back and I'll reap the benefits. They talk about coaches. We impact so many people, either in a positive or negative way. And my goal is to go out and be positive and help these kids succeed in life. And that's our goal. At the end of the day, if I go 14-0 and win a state championship, great. If I go 13-1 and we don't, but the kids are successful down the road, even better. That's my goal.
Final thoughts. The Warriors come to town Friday, kickoff, and fans, everything's going to be set to go.
We'll be ready to go. Bring some umbrellas, maybe some big boots, whatever, but we'll be ready to go.
All right, thanks again, Coach. Thanks for joining us on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday, 7 o'clock, for Coach Brandon Derrick and the Coaches Show. Until then, I'm Rich Bontrager. We'll see you out at the game site this coming Friday night. See you then. Have a great night.